Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, concerns about the climate. In the northern part of Italy, the manufacturing center and also a great agricultural center along the Po River Valley. You will recall last summer there was a severe drought. We could see in the diminution of snowfall in the Alps that flows into Italy. But right now, the Po River Valley is looking to be as bad as last year. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. In his drive between Genoa and Milan, he is a witness of the Po. A very good evening to you, Lorenzo. What did you see in these last hours? What does the Po look like, and are you expecting rain? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, if I may say, I would define the situation even worse than last summer. The Po River is more critical than the previous week. We were talking about it all the time, and this is a very bad point. Just to tell you, the rice cultivation is now the season for rice cultivation, and rice is a very important product of the Po River Valley, is going to be lost almost 60% because all the fields are very, very dry, and there is a need of a lot of water. But the promising news, it's still promising, is that tomorrow we might have rain in the north of Italy, in the area of the Po Valley. We do hope, and so we are crossing our finger and touch wood. Let me tell you that from my window in Milan, I can see very dark gray clouds that normally are the color of a lot of rain likely coming in. Let's hope.
Immigration, the flow of immigrants from North Africa across the Mediterranean, very dangerous, to islands off of Italy or to Italian islands, the flow from Turkey into Greece and then over to Italy. That has been a constant challenge to the Italian governments. And now Italy is looking for help for Tunisia about migration. Why so? What does Tunisia represent about the migrants?
Yes, I'll tell you in a while. But before that, I would like to underline something that is very important. In the previous week, after the tragedy of Cutro, when many immigrants died in the sea, the Coast Guard of Italy was heavily criticized. Well, let me tell you that over the last 2 weeks, they have rescued a lot of immigrants in the Mediterranean. Now, coming to your question, Tunisia is a big problem because the coast of Tunisia are very close to the coast of Sicily. And let me say 70% of the immigrants come from Tunisia, from the coast of Tunisia into Sicily. Now, Giorgia Meloni made a very clear alarm to all the European countries regarding the critical situation of Tunisia, which is a country close to default. So there is a need to inject cash into that country to save, let's say, the leadership, because there is a very high risk, according to the intelligence that we have, that if the country goes into default, there will be no more control of that territory. And very likely, we might have a very, very huge flow of immigrants, calculated in the order of 900,000 people that can arrive in a very short time in the next month. So Giorgia Meloni is pressing all the other partners to look at the situation of Tunisia and also press the IMF to do something in such a respect.
And the IMF is one way to help Tunisia, but it's a deeply troubled country, has been since the Arab Spring, at least, if not from the intervention by NATO forces in Libya. We're looking at all of North Africa being on the move. Perhaps it's climate change, perhaps it's bad governance, but Italy becomes the first stop in the crossing of the Mediterranean, and yet Italy does not find sympathy for much of the European powers for Italy's plight. So they're looking to enhance Tunisia in order to prevent people from having to find a very dangerous crossing for their families. Now we come to Giorgia Meloni's government making an unpopular stance that is very bold. Reuters reporting in these last days, Italy will continue to back Ukraine against Russia, even if this dense Rome's government's approval rating said the prime minister, we will continue to do it because it is right to do so in terms of national values and interest. As I understand it, Lorenzo, this is unpopular in her own coalition. Is that correct?
Well, there are some friction inside the coalition, and particularly between the party of Giorgia Meloni and the party of Berlusconi, the tycoon Forza Italia, and Lega Lombarda, the party of Salvini. The party of Salvini, Lega Lombarda, have been always pretty critical regarding the delivery of military equipment and weapons to Ukraine. So over the last days, there were in the parliament some discussion about it, and Lega Lombarda was not so tough in keeping the position that has been agreed in the coalition, that is to continue to support Ukraine. In my opinion, there will be no change in what Giorgia Meloni government decided. I understood that there is a clear agreement that Italy will continue to support Ukraine in the conflict with Russia, very likely without sending very sophisticated weapons. Certainly, Italy will never send any aircraft to Ukraine, but to continue to support the defensive system, that is the case. Of course, in Italy, let me say, the public opinion is now pretty critical in a situation that is not having any hope for an end. So they are really asking themselves, I mean the public opinion, if this strategy is the right strategy. So we have to see if there will be any further step after the visit of Xi Jinping in Moscow and the possibility that he can talk to Zelensky and try to find a way to have the two guys sitting together. But certainly, as far as the things are right now, I think that there will be a continuation of the support of Europe and Italy to Ukraine.
I mentioned there's a headline about a Russian accused of smuggling military tech escaping house arrest in Italy when the Italian authorities went to his apartment where he'd been wearing an ankle bracelet to contain him, although he could have been jailed. The court had decided they were going to hand him over to the U.S. He had escaped, and the speculation at The Guardian is that he escaped with the help of Russian agents, perhaps intelligence services. Is this a big story in Italy?
No, not a very big story. There isn't very much echoes on media and newspaper about it. What I can tell you is that this guy clearly escaped just soon after the court decided to make him available to U.S. authorities. The court decided to make him available not because of, military technology trade and steal of military secrets, but because of black money around the trade of oil with Venezuela.
And as I recall, there were a number of Russian bad actors in Italy at the start of the war. Remember all those boats and all those villas that were abandoned momentarily? Finally, 30 seconds. Italy, for the first time in 60 years, lost to England. Were you shocked?
Well, shocked, not very much. We know that right now we are a weak team in the European scenario. Unfortunately, we have too many foreign players in our national team. And this, of course, is a lack of Italian players because the Italian team are not investing enough in young Italian players. And this is the result. We don't have good player, or we don't have enough player to have then a good player for our national team.
England 2, shockingly, Italy 1. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Milan, waiting for rain. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.